Welcome, everyone. We're about to begin Be'ez Hashem, Power of Words, Shir number 91. We were talking the last few shiurim a lot about verbal abuse, and we still have a lot to do in that area, and we're going to continue that. But we're also going to, in the upcoming shiurim, discuss a sefer, a beautiful sefer, published by Art Scroll called Positive Word Power, Building a Better World with the Words That You Speak. And it has a lesson a day, very practical. We're going to go through this sefer. And when we do this in a way that we internalize it, we could transform ourselves in healing ourselves, healing others, building ourselves, building others with the words that we are meant to use. In the introduction to this book, it brings down that in 1998, the Chafetz Chaim Heritage Foundation brought communities around the world and made a moving presentation on the topic of Einos Devarim, which means causing pain with one's words. Ron Palm Zecher Tzadik Livracha introduced the event with an impassioned plea to Klal Yisrael to closely examine the tone of their words to one another, assess the damaging, harsh words that is used that can cause terrible damage in our lives and in our world. And he called for a greater community-wide effort, awareness, and working on correcting this terrible thing. And they wrote this sefer in response to Rapan's plea. We're going to go through some of his address. But the book basically discusses how we find in our everyday lives we use these verbal language and slings and arrows that come out of our mouths. Sometimes it's because of impatience or stress or misguided good intentions or lack of awareness. And that Einos Devarim erodes trust, creates rifts and machlokes between husband and wife, parents and children, teachers and students, neighbors and neighbors. And we can work together to create a climate of tolerance, sensitivity, and love and building. And the crucial importance, Rapam talks about it now, he addressed them, the crucial importance of guarding one's power of speech in Shmiras HaLashon. It's become well known because of Lashon Hara, but the other prohibition in Shmiras HaLashon, which is not addressed often, rarely addressed, is Einos Devarim, hurtful speech. It's different than Lashon Hara. It's directed at the person who hears it, and it cuts very deeply into the person and causes a great deal of pain and causes a great amount of tragedy. The source of this prohibition is in Parshas Bahar, Sefer Vayikra. In Parshas Bahayahar, Perachof Hei, Pasuk Yud Zayin, Loisainu Ish Es Hamisai. Don't cause pain, don't aggrieve another fellow. And Rashi defines this as Einos Devarim, words that injure people with whom we interact in our lives. The Sefer Chinuch describes Einos Devarim as an isser against saying to another Jew words that cause pain and suffering, from which he can find no help, meaning that they are words that leave the victim feeling defenseless and hopeless. Shlomo HaMelech in Mishlei says that words can cut deeply like a sword. This is the Mishlei Perek Yud Beis Pasuk Yud Ches. And the opposite is Lashon Chacham and Marpe, that the language of wise heals, which is the opposite of careless speech that could cause damage. Healing speech could cause healing and happiness. Swords cause damage, could kill, could cause tremendous agmas nefesh. Words often are used as swords. They're used as weapons brought about by anger or maliciousness often. Sometimes it's carelessness, but it's still a sword. A sword, when you swing it carelessly, can cut and cause damage just as deeply and deadly as when one does it on purpose. So careless words could also hurt as deeply as deliberate insults. Many people say things that are absolutely brutal, without any thought at all, insulting remarks, demeaning expressions, negative statements, name-calling are common. Common in families, common between husband and wives, common between parents and children, and leaves a tremendous tragic imprint on the spirit and soul of the person who's the object of those insults, which is basically verbal abuse. So Rapam said this. So all the shiurim that we talked about till now about verbal abuse, unfortunately, is not far-fetched. We all have a little bit of that within us, some more than others, that we really have to work through. And even in our from society, there's a tremendous breakdown in marriages. And Rapam said, I would venture to say that in most cases, the breakdown in marriages starts with some form of verbal abuse. Doesn't matter whether it's done deliberately to hurt or out of uncontrollable anger or carelessness. Sometimes it's a form of a joke, but jokes hurt. And the other person doesn't see it as funny, and it leaves a terrible scar. The Torah's prohibition against causing pain to another, it says afterwards, V'yareisa me'lekecha ani Hashem, Shafir Hashem. Why does it say that? Because perhaps a person has enough self-control to avoid harsh words when he's in front of others. When there's company around them, he's polite. But what happens when the audience goes home and the door shuts behind them? Like we said very often, that verbal abuse is very often done in private. No one else knows about it. You just lash out at the one you are abusing. Your wife, your husband, your child. Some people feel free to use abusive language in private. In their minds, no one is listening. No one is listening. So anyone who has that verbal abuse syndrome, where they're vicious and cruel in their words to the ones closest to them behind closed doors, husband and wife. The outside world, they are friendly, nice, polite, loving, smiley. That's because you believe that when you're there doing that abuse with no one else other than that person that you are hurting, no one is there. Hashem's not there. Torah says it's not, though. Not the case. Someone is listening. Somebody with a capital S is recording their words. Every word. And if you find the strength to control your speech in front of other people, so the verse V'yareisa me'lekecha, you should fear Hashem, your God, should give you a sense of being seen and heard, even when you're in the privacy of your home. That there's a ayin raya. The Vilna Gaon talks about it in the Igaris Hagra. He wrote it to his Rebbetzin, to his wife, while he was going to Eretz Yisrael, and including the advice, is it built into the advice that the Gra gave his wife, is that there is a shluchim, Hashem's emissaries accompanying each person regularly, and they never separate from him. Wherever they go, he goes, and they record every single word. Now, can you imagine a person talks in private? They make sure no one is around. But there are secretaries every moment recording every word you're saying. And one day it will be played back. Unless you do tshuva, and doing tshuva means to Hashem, but also to the person that you hurt. If you don't do tshuva, then it'll be played back. And you wouldn't be able to believe, I really said those things? So the Torah says, L'isaynu ishas amisai, v'yareisam le'kecha ani Hashem. Once words leave one's mouth, it's too late. And Rapam said, I would suggest this advice. One should ask oneself, was I sent down here from heaven to this world to make life miserable for someone or for anyone? Is that why the divine gift of speech was given to me? To degrade and to defile this gift of God, speech, is an insult to the Creator, especially when the same power can be used to heal and soothe a depressed spirit. Rapam said that much more needs to be said publicly about the tragedy spawned by Einas Dvarim. The concept needs a kind of exposure that has been applied to Lashon Hara in the recent years. Most yeshivas and Beis Yaakovs should be teaching their students and to recognize and to restrain themselves from this kind of speech. The result will surely be fewer marital problems, less estrangement from children, from the parents, fewer dropouts from the yeshivas. Powerful words should be written about this topic, circulated widely to encourage people to use this gift of speech wisely. Certainly, everyone should understand how imperative and important it is to be extremely careful in avoiding words that inflict wounds that perhaps will never heal or may linger on for a very long, long time. In contrast to the devastation brought by unkind words, the Chafetz Chaim writes of the magnificent reward one has when one thinks before they speak. He writes that one who keeps his mouth closed merits an Ur Hagonos, a certain hidden light of creation that the Rabbeinu Shalom set aside for the righteous to enjoy the world to come. It's something so radiant that even a malach can't imagine its beauty or its joy. Yet this is the reward of simply sealing one's mouth at the proper time. May the Rabbeinu Shalom give Siyat Nishmai to appreciate the gift of speech, which bears such a golden blessing within it, and to use it properly so that we'll be worthy to greet the Geula speedily in our days. So it's not just avoiding Einos Dvarim, but it's also building, using your mouth, your Kayach HaDibur, to heal. Einos Dvarim, again, just to make it very clear, is a verbal assault causing pain to another with use of harsh or angry or insensitive words. Leisainu Ishes HaMisai. It's a total isser. There's no allowance for inflicting even the slightest pain for the briefest moment, unless there's no other way to accomplish that an important constructive purpose. And even then, you know, Leisisa Alal Chet. Harsh words also violates the mitzvah saseh of Ahavta Recha Kamecha. For certainly one would not desire such treatment for themselves. And so therefore, this book was made, and it's a journey. It's a journey worth taking to work on ourselves, internalize this, to understand that when we talk to each other in an unguarded, impulse-driven communication type of world, which seems perfectly normal to our ears, but we leave feeling hurt or insulted or saddened and feeling despair. Casual strewn criticism and insults, often said even in a joking manner, don't just go away. They take root and it causes tremendous amount of misery. And the Torah wants us to understand the boundless reach and power of the spoken word. Right away it says Hashem created all of the world, the creation, with the ten mamores. Which means the first lesson of the Torah is that words create worlds. Hashem's word created the world. Our own words also create worlds, builds atmosphere in our home, communities, nations. So this is a journey that we all have to take. As parents to children, as teachers to students, as husband and wife, as employer and employee, friend to friend, to recognize the words you've said and heard, situations you've experienced, and people who are like someone you know. To look with a fresh pair of eyes, recognize the ripple effect of conversations, common conversations and comment, how beautiful worlds will build, how harsh words will hurt. And may Hashem help that we can learn over time, little by little, to grow and to heal. And we will have some shiurim be'ezet Hashem talking about this sefer and how to internalize, not only to avoid Einos Dvarim, which again, the Power Words series that we did in the earlier part of this series of Rav Zelig Pliskin talked about, many aspects of it, or the verbal abuse aspects, which we talked about in the recent shiurim, which we're still going to address, but the other way around also, to build how using the right words can build a person, could heal a person, could heal ourselves, could heal families, could save marriages, could save a tremendous amount of agmas nefesh from us. Machlokes is part of this too. Ignaz Tavarin brings machlokes. And we know the terrible effects of machlokes and the great, beautiful effects of shalom. Words, healthy words, good words, promote shalom. May we all be blessed. Hashem yivarech es amei b'shalom. Bracha v'atzlacha.